Today we're blessed to celebrate Corpus Christi. In the extraordinary rite, we celebrated that also on Thursday, so we're blessed to celebrate that again today on this Corpus Christi Sunday. It's always beautiful to celebrate this great feast because it's really the center of our Christian life, the Holy Eucharist. You know, if you take a poll, they have taken polls, of many Catholics don't even believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and yet that is the center of our faith. Everything centers around the Holy Eucharist in our Catholic faith because it is Jesus himself. Jesus himself is in the Holy Eucharist. That is really his real body and blood. All his power, all his divinity, all his humanity is present in the Holy Eucharist as he was here on earth 2,000 years ago. So obviously that should be the center of our faith, Jesus himself, who is the founder of the Christian faith, the founder of the Catholic Church. So how important it is to emphasize this truth of our faith. So important, this truth, but it's really the life of our daily living. The Eucharist is our life, so we come to it, we come and feed on Jesus, we live on him, we think on him, we keep coming to this magnet. Jesus is our magnet. We keep being pulled to the church because we need him. We need Jesus to survive, to live, and to grow, and to be holy, to be good, and to stay away from sin. We need Jesus, and he's a consolation to us as well. He's a consolation. And when we come to the Eucharist, we come in Holy Mass to receive Jesus, but also we adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, so we pray before him, even if we're not receiving him. And when we come before our Lord, we want to really do three things, as St. Alphonsus says. We want to bring our petitions, we want to bring our affections, tell Jesus that we love him, and we want to bring our resolutions for reforming our life. So those are really three things that help us to have something to pray for, to bring to Jesus. Bring all our petitions, and we all have a zillion petitions for ourselves and our own spiritual life and our corporal life and our material needs. Bring all the petitions that we have, bring them to him, and bring all of them and bring them to him constantly. Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock shall be opened to you." He wants us to ask. We have to ask for many things or else we won't receive them. We bring all our petitions to Jesus, and we bring our affections to Jesus too. We tell Jesus that we love him and we thank him for all his blessings. We make acts of love to Jesus, and we say many, many things to show our affection to Jesus. So it's not just gimme, 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 and what I want for myself or even for my neighbor, but it's also giving back to Jesus. We want to give him our affections because he wants us to love him above all. That's all he wants. He gives us his love, and he wants our love in return. And so are we going to hold that back? We're going to hold back our affections, our love for Jesus, and just sort of live a sort of an exterior, superficial life? It's not hard to do. Not hard to do that. You know, so it's good to think about that we should offer our affections to Jesus in our prayers, especially when we're in church and after Holy Communion and our reception. Offer many acts of love to Jesus, and that's certainly going to increase our love for Jesus, and that's the main purpose for the Eucharist anyway, so that we grow in love for him, and then when we have that love, we show it to him in our neighbor. And we bring also our resolutions for reforming our life, and that's so important to change our life. We should always be in a constant state of change for the better, continually repenting for our sins and finding ways to improve our life, finding ways to avoid sin, to get away from every single little occasion of sin. And we all have many different occasions of sin, whether it be little TV programs that are just not that great, you know, just wasted time and computer talking, you know, wasted time. We can think of all the time we waste, and which is not only a waste, but it can lead to sin. And, you know, even as a religious, you know, we can waste things. We can waste time. We can do things that are not really the best thing and that are not what's pleasing to our Lord. So we want to continually look at how we can constantly reform and chip away at all the imperfections and defects of our life. And we bring those resolutions to change, bring them to Jesus and say, this is what I will do for you. Please enlighten me further what I need to do to perfect, to keep fine-tuning my spiritual life and my growth in holiness. This is what we need to do. And we who are devout Catholics, I'm sure all you are devout Catholics coming to this form of Mass, you know, you believe in the Eucharist, but so it's a matter of what we do from here. We need to grow and develop and deepen our love for Jesus and the Eucharist. And we do that in so many ways through those three forms of St. Alphonsus, you know, petitions and resolutions. But we should have this constant effort of growing and developing and deepening our union with Jesus, deepening our love for him, deepening our prayer life, our time spent with Jesus. We want to think in terms of giving to our Lord. You know, we is the part of taking, because we do need so many things, and he wants us to ask for so many things and to receive so many things, but we want to give him many things as well. All of our sacrifices, all our affections, all of our prayers, but our time as well. We spend time, we visit Jesus, spend time to visit our Lord and spend time in adoration, sign up for hours of adoration if you can, or just come to church and pray and give back to our Lord. You know, we're here to not just believe, but we're here to deepen our faith. And, you know, how many people really do that? How many even religious, you know, really concentrate on this? You know, the Eucharist really is the test of a saint, the test of somebody who is really devout. Do they really put their heart into praying to our Lord and exercising the faith in the presence of Jesus there? Do they spend time with him and make sacrifices for him and come and receive him as often as they can, even daily Mass? Because it's in the Eucharist where we show pure love for Jesus. It's a pure love because it's not based on the senses. We don't get anything for the senses from it. You know, there's no music coming from the Blessed Sacrament. There's no words coming from him audibly. There's no decorations in the sacred host. It's everything. So when we believe and we pray and we know that Jesus is there and we ask for everything, it's a pure faith. It's a pure love for God. It's pure will. And that is what pleases our Lord. We're not coming there for ulterior motives to, you know, satisfy our senses, to come for beautiful music, which we want at Holy Mass, but we don't always have that when we come before our Lord. So we're just coming, when we pray before the Blessed Sacrament, this is a pure offering, a pure love, and pure exercise of our faith. And this, above all, is what Jesus is asking for. And as we do that, we will receive many, many graces, many, many graces from our Lord to strengthen us, to strengthen us. We need to be stronger and stronger and be ready for martyrdom in a figurative sense, you know, because we have to lay down our life for our neighbor on a daily basis with all the sacrifices we have to make for our neighbor and helping them and you know, tolerating their faults, etc., and our own. You know, we come for strength. We need to be strong, and it's the Eucharist that strengthened the martyrs, strengthened the saints to be saints and to live a supernatural life. And we need consolation. We receive consolation from Jesus. We receive peace and joy, and we receive all the virtues that we see in the Eucharist, his patience, his love, his long-suffering, his kindness to us. All we can see all that in Jesus, his silence, his prayer life, the sacrifices that Jesus makes. We can see it all in the sacred hosts. And when we see that, we try to copy it. We try to imitate it. We learn from it. We learn from Jesus in the Eucharist. There's so many things we can benefit from today, and we celebrate this. We celebrate this, and we remember it, and then when we remember it, when we're thinking about it, we will put it into practice. So, all of this, of course, we do in union with Our Lady. Our Lady is the one that's going to foster our union with Jesus. She's going to foster our love for Him. She's going to teach us how to pray to Jesus, and we need to do everything with her. You know, it's not on our own, but it's with Our Lady. We should be always continually united to Our Lady in our prayers and in our Eucharistic devotion. And in turn, our Lord will foster our devotion to Our Lady, because they go together, Jesus and Mary. A Eucharistic life and a Marian life are one. They go together. They foster each other. They feed each other. And we need both. We need to do both and focus on Our Lady and in Our Lord when we are before church and as we go up to receive Jesus and as we come to spend time with Jesus in the Eucharist. So let's thank our Lord today for giving Himself to us and in His body and blood, and let us take advantage of it with all our heart and all our time and all our strength.
Christus.